Welcome to the latest edition of the Registers of Scotland podcast. I'm Roman Smith and I'll be today's podcast host. This week is Mental Health Awareness Week. For those of you who don't know, Mental Health Awareness Week is an annual event hosted by the Mental Health Foundation. This week is a chance for people to talk about all aspects of mental health with a focus on providing help and advice. Today, we're looking at the support that we provide to our colleagues at Registers of Scotland. As outlined in our People Strategy, our aim is to promote wellbeing to support a healthy and energised workforce. Today, I'm joined by two of my colleagues, Carol Duffin, Colleague Experience Manager, and Isla Cameron, Corporate Communications Assistant at ROS. Thanks so much for joining us today. It'd be great to find out a little bit more about you and what your job is.
Thanks, Roman. Yeah, so my name is Carol Duffin and I've worked in HR for over 12 years. And the past 5.5 years, I've been working at Registers of Scotland. My most recent role at Registers of Scotland has been as the Colleague Experience Manager. And within this role, I manage a team to deliver engagement and wellbeing projects and initiatives with the aim of supporting an engaged, healthy and energised workforce.
Hi, my name's Isla Cameron. I joined ROS about 5 years ago as a modern apprentice. Once I completed my apprenticeship, I moved into our communications team where I've been ever since. So right now I'm split between the internal communications team and the external communications team, which basically consists of communicating our strategic objectives to our internal and external audiences.
Thank you for that. To kick off today's discussion, what does Mental Health Awareness Week mean to you, Carol?
Well, mental health for me is so important. I have always looked at how to manage my own by ensuring I do things that I know positively impact my mental health, such as running, being outside and reading. I think what Mental Health Awareness Week means to me is it's a really great opportunity for us to raise awareness that we all have mental health and we all need to do things that can support our own positive mental health. And this is a really great opportunity throughout the UK to raise awareness regarding what we can do and also highlight the wealth of support that is available for all.
Thanks, Carol. And Isla, what about you? What does Mental Health Awareness Week mean to you?
So probably over the past 2 years is when I've really became really passionate about mental health awareness within the office and out with the office. I think for me, the biggest thing is making everybody feel comfortable with who they are and what they're going through. And I think, you know, kind of opening that conversation and breaking the stigma that mental health is something that maybe shouldn't be spoken about or it's a topic to avoid because it's a bit of a tough conversation. I think it really needs to be worked in our day-to-day life and our way of thinking that, you know, everybody is going through what they're going through, and even though they'll be to different extents, everybody's mental health is equally as important.
Thanks, Isla. You're right. This is what Mental Health Awareness Week is all about, breaking down this stigma and enabling these conversations. As I mentioned at the start of the podcast, our aim at ROS is to promote wellbeing to support healthy and energised workforce. During the COVID-19 pandemic, we worked hard to support our colleagues remotely, but even before the pandemic, wellbeing and mental health support was a main focus at ROS. Carol, are you able to tell us about some of the support we had in place before the pandemic?
Yes, of course. Yeah, at ROS, we had carried out a wellbeing survey during 2019 and were using this information along with other data sources such as our yearly engagement survey to create and move forward with an action plan to support colleagues' wellbeing. So this included looking into mental health awareness training for managers. At ROS, we already had initiatives, policies and benefits that supported colleague wellbeing, such as flexible working and access to our employee assistance programme, mental health first aiders, and also offered benefits such as the Cycle to Work scheme. As part of our wellbeing offering, we were in the process of piloting a wellbeing hour. This offered all employees an hour to take during the work week, so they could do something that would support their well-being. For our part-time colleagues, they would have that as a prorated amount. This was proving really popular and colleagues were using the well-being hour to go for walks, to do other exercise such as running, going to the gym, or going shopping, or even spending time with friends.
Thanks, Carol, for giving us that overview of the initiatives that we had before the pandemic at ROS. Ayla, you've been involved in communicating our support to colleagues. Would you be able to tell us a bit about the response to these initiatives?
Yeah, so I think the response to the initiatives and the resources that we've communicated to the business have always been really positive. And I think our main focus now is just to make sure that our colleagues are feeling empowered enough to use these resources. You know, it's one thing to have them known that they're there to use, but it's another thing for them to feel comfortable enough to use them. And I think the kind of best way, in my opinion, to communicate that and put that across is by sharing our own stories. For example, I used the employee assistance program last year to help me with what I was struggling with at the time. And all I can say is just from start to finish, it was a great experience. There wasn't any kind of blockers or anything that made me feel like I wasn't comfortable enough to be honest with, you know, the people I was talking to. And it was really catered to what I need. It wasn't generic in any shape or form. And I think when enough people start sharing their stories, it's going to bring more colleagues to feel more open about this conversation, kind of what I was saying at the start, as in this shouldn't be something that we shy away from. It should be something that we speak about confidently to really help everyone else around us. We also want to make sure that we're continuing to improve for the sake of our colleagues. So, for example, as part of Mental Health Awareness Week, we'll be putting out a survey just to kind of see what has been working for our colleagues and what we need to improve on, any suggestions that they have, things that we should be removing, things that we should be involving. Yeah, because this is really all about them and what works for them.
Thanks, Ayla. That's great to hear your own story about using these initiatives and the positive experience you've had using them. Communicating that this support is available for everyone and encouraging them to use our resources is so important. We spoke about our work before the pandemic and briefly mentioned how we have continued this support in an entirely different way, offering remote support. Carol, would you be able to tell us about the approach that we took to offer the existing support and more to colleagues who are working from home and those who were unable to work from home?
Yeah, so as mentioned previously, we had started looking at mental health awareness training for managers. This was actually in the process of being finalised when the pandemic hit. This had originally been planned to be delivered face-to-face as we were going to be in the office. So we had to really quickly find a way to deliver this training virtually. So this was one of our main priorities as we moved to working remotely, as we really wanted to support our managers to better equip them with the information and tools to support their team in this new way of working and through the pandemic. Another priority for us was the physical well-being of our colleagues. Many colleagues throughout ROS worked really hard together to ensure necessary equipment such as laptops, laptop risers, keyboards and monitors were delivered to colleagues quickly to improve the remote working setup. Guidance was also created and shared to outline to colleagues how to best use this equipment in their home. We also very quickly set up a dedicated intranet page to hold wellbeing updates. Weekly colleague emails were created to offer support to colleagues as we reacted to what was happening externally. All the support was duplicated on an external site where colleagues who were unable to log onto the internet could view the supporting information. On both of these pages, we also had created some toolkits which were there to offer support for colleagues and managers while working remotely, which covered topics such as team and personal effectiveness, change of resilience and managing time.
Thanks, Carol. I've personally have found this support amazing. From equipment to regular updates, there's been something for everyone. As part of the communications team, you've had a vital role in communicating our support to colleagues. Can you tell us a bit more about the updates that we provided?
Yeah, so we always make sure to cover the awareness days. For example, mental health awareness, we've got disability awareness, dementia awareness, LGBTQ plus awareness, any kind of day that's bringing attention to a network that needs awareness risen, we're absolutely going to cover that in the best way possible. We've also got our Your Wellbeing page, which Carol mentioned, which is updated frequently, which includes the internal resources that we offer, but also the external resources. So things like the Charity for Civil Servants, the CAM app, Employee Assistance Programme, etc. And we also have our Working Well Remotely weekly emails, so they're updated weekly. And then we also draw a lot of attention recently to all of our networks. So we've got the Carers Network, the Ros Pride Network, the Neurodiversity Network, and the EU Nationals Network. And I think kind of over lockdown and the pandemic, it's really brought our colleagues as a business together, which has really made these networks just shoot sky high with what they should really be doing, which is raising awareness. But not only that, we're also celebrating the achievements that have came from these networks, you know, post-lockdown and even before COVID was even a thing, which is amazing.
Thank you, Ayla, for giving us an overview of how we have communicated this. Our work on awareness days and networks to promote awareness and support to all of our colleagues has been vital. As the pandemic has continued, we have concentrated a lot of our efforts on our colleagues' mental well-being. We asked our colleagues for feedback to help shape our work and ensure we were providing them with the support that they want and need. Carol, would you be able to tell us about the work that we have done in this space?
Yes, so throughout the past 12 months, we've used colleague feedback to shape what we do at ROS. As mentioned already, we ran mental health awareness training for managers. We also carried out follow-up sessions on wellness action plans and the Equality Act to aid their further learning. Through feedback from managers, it was decided that it would be beneficial to offer similar training tailored for all our colleagues. So as a result, we actually offered a half-day mental health awareness session, which was open to all our colleagues and was positively received. Also, very early on, we offered colleagues access to a free 12-month subscription to the CAM Mental Fitness app. This app allowed colleagues to access content aimed at improving sleep, as well as guided meditations, among other things. This was implemented, again, it was through feedback, through what we had heard regarding support required for mental well-being for our colleagues. And throughout the past 12 months, we have continued to promote the CAM app and have actually seen a 46% uptake throughout the organisation, which is actually very high. During this time, we relaunched the Mental Health First Aider program to ensure all our mental health first aiders had up-to-date training to be able to support colleagues in a virtual setting. And also, we've really promoted this so people are aware that that resource is available. And ROS also decided to extend the wellbeing hour pilot so colleagues could take time out of their working day to concentrate on their own wellbeing. This was extended due to positive feedback from colleagues. In the past few months, we have also run wellness sessions and podcasts which concentrate on mindfulness and loneliness and isolation, which were subject matters that have come up through feedback that we thought would be useful for colleagues to find out more about.
Thanks, Carol. I personally have used the CAM app and love the benefits I've got from using this. I also attended the mental health awareness training and I've made use of my wellbeing hour. Having the mental health first aiders available to colleagues is a great way to enable conversations about our mental health and break down the stigma that we've already spoken about. So we spoke about the different elements of wellbeing, and I think we can say there's five areas at ROS that we focus on. Would you be able to tell us about these five areas, Carol?
Yeah, so at ROS we have tried to cover five areas of wellbeing, which is mental, physical, nutritional, financial and social wellbeing. So I've already talked about some of the specific work we have done under mental wellbeing, but for all of these areas we have created dedicated fact sheets, blogs, directing colleagues to different websites where they could access information such as desk exercises, healthy eating recipes, and websites for more support on various topics. This was communicated on a weekly basis through our weekly colleague email and updated on our dedicated intranet page. As the pandemic has progressed, social wellbeing is becoming more and more important to look at. To help support colleagues and attempt to really keep that kind of ROS community alive while we're not in the office, we set up the Connecting Well Remotely Forum, where colleagues are encouraged to interact with each other and share their stories and experiences. So far, we've had 43 individual threads created, and the Pets at Home thread is the most popular, with 54 posts from colleagues sharing pictures and stories of their pets and their antics. Recently, we have introduced a Coffee Roulette pilot where colleagues who wish to take part are randomly paired with someone else in the business for a virtual coffee catch-up. Those who have taken part in the pilot have really enjoyed the experience of meeting people who they would not normally speak to on a day-to-day basis.
Thanks, Carol, for telling us a bit more about these five areas. I have to say, I do love the pets at home thread. Some of them are so cute. I'm looking forward to seeing how we continue on working in these five areas. The theme for Mental Health Awareness Week 2021 is nature. According to research carried out by the Mental Health Foundation, 45% of us reported being in green spaces has been vital for our mental health during the pandemic. Carol, can you tell us about how we are encouraging staff to get out into nature?
Yeah, so we're introducing the theme of nature for Mental Health Awareness Week through an article which Isla's put together and which will be found on our intranet page, encouraging colleagues to experience, share and talk about nature. We are encouraging colleagues to use our Connecting Well Remotely forum to share what connecting with nature means to them and how nature has supported their mental health. And this is through sharing stories and pictures throughout the week.
Thanks, Carol. We briefly mentioned the Connected Well Remotely forum. Colleagues have been able to use this forum to share pictures and chat about getting outdoors. And as Carol mentioned, Isla, you've been working on an article for our internal intranet page to promote nature and Mental Health Awareness Week. Isla, have you found getting outdoors during the pandemic beneficial? Do you think this is something that we should be continuing to support our colleagues to do?
Yeah, absolutely. I think during the first lockdown, and I feel like it wasn't just kind of me who felt like this, but even though we were meant to be isolating from normality, I think some of us maybe took isolating to another level, me included. So I think the easier thing for me to do at the start was literally just sit in my house, scroll through social media and just kind of get lost virtually. And it wasn't until my mum basically forced me to go outside for a walk. And I just put my headphones in, went outside. And I was just going to go out for a quick 10 minutes, but I ended up being out for about an hour. And the change it had on my mindset, just literally just outside, fresh air, on my own, not kind of lost in my phone. It just completely changed my whole vibe about lockdown. And I know, you know, the term gets thrown about quite a lot, healthy body, healthy mind. And I think it's a throwaway comment, but until you actually put yourself into that position, I don't think people understand how accurate it really is. Just kind of being out and enjoying nature and appreciating what it can do for your mindset is absolutely vital. And I think it's something that not only this week that we want to support our colleagues to do from the outset and throughout.
You're so right, Isla. I found myself doing that in the middle of the pandemic. I was spending all my time indoors, and when my mental health took a hit, I couldn't face going outside, and I forgot that going out was even an option. The difference it made to getting outdoors, even for a walk to the shops, as you say, or sitting in the garden, gave me such a boost and made me feel better in myself. This has been such a fantastic discussion. Mental health is a topic so close to many people's hearts, and it's great to hear about the work that we are doing here at Rose to support our colleagues and enable these conversations. Thank you so much to Carol and Isla for joining us today, and thank you for listening. Please subscribe to our podcast at anchor.fm/registers of Scotland. This podcast is available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.